Psychology archetypes with astrology. Case study, Sachin. Had ascendant, Gemini, Meghashira Nakshatra. Sachin's Gemini ascendant instantly marks him as someone oriented toward ideas, communication, and versatility. Gemini is a sign ruled by Mercury, representing the rational mind, language, and duality. At its core, this ascendant thrives on interaction, curiosity, and the constant acquisition of knowledge. Sachin likely carries a light, agile presence, someone who thinks fast, speaks fluently, and constantly seeks stimulation through people, environments, or information. What adds nuance here is the presence of Meghashira Nakshatra, a Mars-ruled constellation known for its seeking nature. Meghashira is the restless deer, curious, gentle, and perpetually searching. This adds a layer of soft, intellectual wanderlust to his already communicative Gemini rising. Sachin is not just collecting knowledge for prestige, he's chasing the essence behind things. There's an emotional quest hidden in his mental activity, a desire to uncover the meaning behind the movement. This blend activates the innovator archetype in a distinctively graceful and mentally alert form. Sachin is wired to explore and question. He doesn't settle into a single identity easily. He prefers to evolve, adapt, and synthesize different experiences into a mosaic of insight. He might come across as charming, witty, and full of ideas, but behind that is a sensitive core that needs novelty, not just to learn, but to feel alive. Psychologically, Gemini ascendants often wrestle with themes of fragmentation, being pulled in too many directions, struggling to stay with one idea long enough to fully develop it. But Meghashira offers a gentle grounding. It doesn't push for mastery through pressure. It invites mastery through interest. Sachin's journey is to move from scattered curiosity to soulful focus, where his ideas begin to take root, not just flutter through the wind. There may also be a poetic or artistic streak hidden beneath the intellectual surface. Meghashira adds an aesthetic, even romantic quality to how Sachin experiences life. He might express himself best not just through data or facts, but through metaphor, tone, and rhythm, giving voice to subtleties others miss. The key challenge for this ascendant is consistency. Sachin may often feel torn between too many options, too many paths, but as he matures, the goal is not to restrict his mind, but to focus it. When that happens, his voice becomes more than clever. It becomes influential. Through the innovator archetype, he doesn't just share ideas. He reshapes them into something uniquely his own. He becomes not just a messenger of information, but a designer of meaning. Have first house, identity, persona, and expression of intelligence. Jupiter in Ardra Nakshatra, Gemini, in Sachin's chart, the first house, governing identity, physical presence, and how one engages with life directly, hosts Jupiter, placed in Ardra Nakshatra, within Gemini. This is a striking placement, merging the expansive wisdom of Jupiter with the intellectual duality of Gemini and the stormy transformation energy of Ardra. While Gemini ascendant alone can suggest someone mentally agile and socially curious, Jupiter's presence here indicates that Sachin's very being radiates knowledge, moral insight, and an intrinsic urge to grow. He doesn't just know things, he embodies them. Jupiter in Gemini is often seen as a paradox. The planet of broad philosophical vision in the sign of details and dualities can sometimes create an inner tug of war. But in the first house, it gives Sachin a generous, expressive, and humorous presence. People likely see him as warm, wise, and articulate, someone whose words don't just inform, but uplift. He may be drawn toward teaching, mentoring, or sharing his ideas with others, not as a performance, but as a genuine form of service. Ardra, ruled by Rahu, adds intensity and depth to this otherwise optimistic combination. Ardra is the nakshatra of storms and tears, emotional and intellectual transformation. This suggests that Sachin's identity has not been formed in ease. His wisdom has likely been earned through mental upheaval, loss, or the collapse of old ways of thinking. He doesn't just explore ideas, he questions them, tears them apart, and rebuilds them with meaning. His intelligence is forged through disruption, making him not just knowledgeable, but original. This placement activates the visionary archetype with a disruptive edge. Sachin is not here to repeat doctrines, he's here to reimagine them. His mind stretches beyond the current system, always seeking frameworks that better match evolving human needs. And because this energy sits right in the first house, it's inseparable from who he is. He thinks, speaks, moves, and leads from a place of inner vision, even when that vision is ahead of its time. Psychologically, this Jupiter can create both inspiration and pressure. There may be a deep internal drive to live up to one's intellectual or ethical ideals. Sachin may struggle with self-judgment if he feels his actions don't reflect the vision he holds. He might also experience frustration when others don't grasp his ideas quickly enough, especially because Ardra brings both brilliance and emotional intensity to how he processes life. Yet when integrated, this placement becomes a profound gift. Sachin's presence becomes both a question and an answer. He challenges others to think differently simply by being himself. Through the visionary archetype, he is not just clever, he is awakening. His identity is tied not to ego, but to evolution. And as he continues to trust the path of inquiry over certainty, he becomes a guide, not by having all the answers, but by asking the right questions. Second house, speech, values, and the foundation of security. Mars in Ashlesha Nakshatra, Cancer Sachin's second house, which governs speech, personal values, family conditioning, and material self-worth, contains Mars in Ashlesha Nakshatra within the watery and emotional sign of Cancer. This placement adds a layer of psychological complexity and emotional depth to how Sachin communicates and defines his values. While Mars typically brings action, aggression, and willpower, its placement in Cancer, the sign of its debilitation, demands a subtler, more emotionally intelligent expression of power. And in the second house, that power is directed through voice, finance, and personal value systems. Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury, is the serpent, coiled, perceptive, and strategic. It doesn't move quickly, but it strikes with precision. This gives Sachin a sharp, emotionally tuned intellect in the way he speaks and asserts himself. His words are not always loud, but they are loaded. He may speak in a reserved, thoughtful, or probing manner, often revealing more through tone than content. His voice carries emotional weight, even when he's trying to keep things light. He might be excellent at holding back until the perfect moment, using words almost like a surgeon uses a scalpel, precise, necessary, and often transformative. This placement activates the arbitrator archetype with a deeply intuitive and emotionally calculating quality. Sachin has a gift for reading emotional undercurrents and responding with strategic clarity. He may prefer to speak only when he knows his words will matter. There's also an inner drive to protect his value system. He doesn't share his beliefs or emotions easily, but once his loyalty is committed, it's immovable. Psychologically, this Mars is defensive and protective. Sachin may have grown up in an environment where emotional power was subtly negotiated, where speech wasn't just about sharing, but about survival or control. As a result, he may carry an instinctual wariness around self-expression. His speech might have sharp edges, sometimes ironic, sometimes cutting, sometimes shrouded in ambiguity, but always intentional. In financial matters, Mars in the second house brings ambition, but in Cancer, it's motivated by emotional security rather than raw conquest. Sachin may work hard to create financial safety, not just for status, but to feel protected. Yet Ashlesha's influence also means he's unlikely to show off his wealth or success. He may guard his financial details closely, preferring discretion over display. The challenge with this placement is emotional entanglement with words. Sachin might suppress his real voice for too long, only to let it out in a sudden burst, possibly sharper than intended. Or he may use silence as a weapon. The task is to move from reactive speech to responsive, empowered communication. But once integrated, this Mars becomes deeply empowering. Through the arbitrator archetype, Sachin becomes someone whose words carry both truth and timing. He doesn't just talk, he delivers. His value system, once rooted in self-protection, evolves into a personal code of power, compassion, and precision. And his voice, though rarely wasted, becomes a tool not just for influence, but for healing, clarity, and emotional justice. Third house, communication, learning, and mental courage. Saturn and Moon in Magha and Purva Falguni Nakshatras, Leo, in Sachin's chart, the third house, the domain of communication, initiative, learning, and mental courage, hosts both Saturn and the Moon, placed in Magha and Purva Falguni Nakshatras, respectively, within Leo. This combination brings together structure and emotion, discipline and drama, tradition and artistry, all within the house that governs how Sachin expresses himself and how he mentally engages with the world around him. Saturn in Maga gives a deeply responsible and legacy-driven voice. Maga, ruled by Kedu, is a nakshatra of ancestral pride, tradition, and dignity. When Saturn lands here, it often suggests a karmic responsibility to uphold a lineage of wisdom or moral authority. Sachin's way of speaking may come across as measured, composed, and somewhat weighty, as though every word carries an echo of something older, more permanent. He may be cautious in self-expression early in life, but through persistence, he develops an unmistakable voice of integrity. There's a desire not just to speak, but to represent something greater than the self. Moon in Purva Falguni, by contrast, adds warmth, creativity, and emotional charisma to the mental landscape. This Venus-ruled nakshatra is about pleasure, connection, and expressive beauty. In the third house, it softens the sternness of Saturn and brings a romantic, artistic tint to Sachin's thinking and speech. He's not just logical, he's lyrical. He may possess a natural sense of storytelling, a flair for dramatic timing, or a tendency to speak in metaphors and emotionally resonant phrases. The moon here makes him feel his thoughts and often leads him to speak from the heart, even if he hides behind restraint. Together, this placement activates the creator-arbitrator archetypal blend. Sachin's mind operates at a unique intersection, precise and structured when needed, yet intuitive and expressive when inspired. He likely takes time to process thoughts before speaking, but when he does, the message carries both artistic grace and moral clarity. He can be both the judge and the poet, the one who sees both the truth and the beauty in a situation. Psychologically, this combination can create internal friction. Saturn restrains, while the moon desires emotional release. Sachin might oscillate between silence and overflow, between bottling up and pouring out. He may carry inherited emotional patterns, especially around communication. Perhaps a feeling that he must earn the right to speak or that his voice must carry substance to be valid. This can lead to self-censorship or periods of emotional withdrawal. But this tension is also the training ground for mastery. Once matured, Sachin develops the ability to hold space for complexity, to speak softly but say something strong, to express emotion without losing structure. His mind becomes a container for rich internal dialogue, one that weaves together logic, legacy, emotion, and ethics. When integrated, this third house becomes one of his greatest gifts. Through the creator arbitrator, Sachin becomes not just a communicator, but a curator of meaning. His words don't just inform, they transform. And his ability to speak with heart, history, and discipline ensures that when he opens his mouth, people listen, not just to the words, but to the wisdom behind them. Fourth house, inner roots, emotional foundation, and security. Rahu in Hasta Nakshatra, Virgo. In Sachin's chart, the fourth house, the realm of emotional grounding, home life, childhood roots, and inner peace, is occupied by Rahu, placed in Hasta Nakshatra, within the sign of Virgo. This is a layered and paradoxical placement. The fourth house typically offers stability and emotional nourishment. But when Rahu, the disruptor and intensifier, enters this domain, especially through the precise, crafty hands of Hasta, it brings a restless, seeking energy to matters of comfort and belonging. Hasta, ruled by the moon, is associated with craftsmanship, healing, and skillful manipulation, both of the hands and the mind. It is meticulous, adaptable, and attuned to detail. Rahu here amplifies that energy to an almost obsessive degree. Sachin may have a deep inner need to create order in his private world, organizing, refining, or managing his emotional and physical environment to feel safe. But this safety never quite settles. The emotional body is wired to do, to fix, to analyze, not necessarily to rest. This placement activates the administrator maverick archetypal blend. On one hand, Sachin seeks emotional control through routines, structure, and intelligent management of his personal life. He might be the kind of person who micromanages his environment to feel inwardly calm. On the other hand, Rahu's unorthodox, boundary-pushing tendencies can cause him to break the very patterns he tries to maintain. He may oscillate between perfectionist control and sudden, radical changes to his living space, family dynamics, or emotional coping mechanisms. Psychologically, this suggests early emotional uncertainty. Sachin may have experienced inconsistency or unpredictability in the home environment, leading him to associate safety with mastery rather than vulnerability. He might find it difficult to relax emotionally, often feeling like peace is something to be achieved rather than received. His inner dialogue may be filled with analysis, critique, or problem solving, not because he's emotionally disconnected, but because he cares deeply and wants to understand what went wrong and how to fix it. Emotionally, he may find comfort in intellectual engagement, books, puzzle systems, rather than in passive nurturing. He could have a subconscious need to heal the home through work, learning, or service. There may also be a karmic pull toward unconventional definitions of home, relocating frequently, reinventing his emotional identity, or breaking free from family traditions. The challenge of this placement is over-identifying with the mind in matters of the heart. Rahu in Virgo seeks clarity, but the fourth house requires emotional softness. Sachin may struggle with vulnerability, preferring to dissect his feelings rather than sit with them. This could lead to emotional fatigue or a sense that the home never truly feels done. But when integrated, this becomes a profound source of emotional intelligence. Through the Administrator Maverick lens, Sachin learns to bring craftsmanship to the emotional realm. He becomes someone who doesn't just feel, he works with feelings. He learns to build a home, not just in walls, but in routines, boundaries, and inner clarity. And in doing so, he finds that true safety doesn't come from controlling the chaos. It comes from trusting his own hands to create meaning, even within it. Sixth house, discipline, conflict, and refinement through challenge. Venus and Sun in Anuradha and Jyeshtha nakshatras, Scorpio Sachin's sixth house, governing daily work, health, conflict, service, and karmic obligations, is home to both Venus and the Sun, placed in Anuradha and Jyeshtha nakshatras respectively, within Scorpio. This pairing introduces a dynamic interplay between passion and pressure, affection and assertion, charisma and confrontation, all within the most demanding and character-defining house of the chart. The sixth house doesn't grant comfort. It refines through friction. And with two powerful planets here, Sachin's growth comes from the intensity of what he must manage, overcome, and eventually master. Venus in Anuradha, a Saturn-ruled nakshatra in Scorpio, brings loyalty, depth, and intensity into matters of work and service. Anuradha is devoted, resilient, and relationship-oriented, but not in a romanticized way. In the sixth house, this creates a Venus that doesn't shy away from conflict, but seeks to transform it into understanding. Sachin may have a natural ability to build alliances even in tense environments, bringing emotional intelligence into work dynamics, health matters, and even opposition. But Venus in Scorpio is not light. It loves fiercely, works deeply, and may at times struggle with over-attachment or emotional power plays in professional settings. The Sun in Jyeshtha, ruled by Mercury and symbolizing seniority and responsibility, intensifies the theme of leadership and responsibility through adversity. Jyeshtha is a nakshatra of protectors, those who've earned their authority through challenge. In the sixth house, this placement suggests that Sachin's ego and identity are deeply tied to his capacity to serve, to solve problems, and to lead under pressure. He may naturally rise to positions of responsibility within workspaces, not necessarily by title, but through presence. Others may sense his emotional gravitas, his ability to handle crisis, and look to him for direction, even if he's still learning to trust his own voice. Together, these placements activate a catalyst-strategist archetypal blend. Sachin is here to elevate through effort. He may enter conflictual or emotionally dense spaces, not to escalate them, but to transform them. He brings a unique mix of heart and authority into his work, making him effective in environments where healing, power, and process need to coexist. Whether it's project work, team dynamics, or personal wellness, he doesn't just engage, he influences. Psychologically, this sixth house duo suggests early lessons in service and survival. Sachin may have learned to perform under pressure, to solve others' problems before tending to his own. He might feel compelled to prove his worth through competence, taking on roles that are emotionally or energetically taxing. There can also be subconscious patterns of overworking, caretaking, or sacrificing his own peace in the name of responsibility or loyalty. The challenge here is emotional entanglement. Scorpio's depth and secrecy can make boundaries blur, especially when Venus seeks connection and the Sun seeks control. Sachin may struggle with internal conflict between being liked, Venus, and being respected, Sun, or between expressing emotion and maintaining composure. But when balanced, this house becomes a domain of powerful refinement. Through the Catalyst Strategist lens, Sachin doesn't just survive difficulty, he designs through it. His way of working becomes a form of healing, his authority becomes compassionate, and his service becomes transformative. In a world that often avoids the uncomfortable, Sachin leans in, not because he enjoys the struggle, but because he knows what's possible through it. Seventh house, relationships, projection, and the mirror of the self. Mercury in Mula Nakshatra, Sagittarius. In Sachin's chart, the seventh house, governing one-to-one relationships, partnerships, and the qualities we seek and often reject or attract in others, contains Mercury, placed in Mula Nakshatra, in the sign of Sagittarius. This placement brings a sharp, truth-seeking, and mentally provocative energy to his relationship life. The seventh house isn't just about love or marriage, it's the psychological mirror of the self. And with Mercury here, Sachin is wired to engage with others through communication, perception, and logic, but not without intensity. Mula Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, is a nakshatra of uprooting and unraveling. It's fierce, philosophical, and uncompromisingly honest. In the relational house, this suggests that Sachin's connections are often mental battlegrounds for truth. He attracts or is attracted to people who challenge his beliefs, shake up his certainty, and often bring chaos before clarity. There's a deep karmic undercurrent here. Relationships that enter his life are rarely lighthearted. They come to strip illusions, trigger transformation, and reveal deeper truths about his identity. Mercury in Sagittarius adds a teacher-student dynamic to relationships. Sachin might engage with partners as intellectual equals or as catalysts for growth. Conversation is his love language, but not idle chatter. He seeks meaningful dialogue, abstract exploration, and partners who can meet him on the level of ideas. Yet with Mula's intensity, this communication isn't always diplomatic. He might say too much, too soon, or challenge others in ways that disrupt harmony. But he doesn't do it to harm. He does it to uncover something real. This placement activates the arbitrator-maverick archetypal fusion. Sachin seeks clarity, yet resists convention. He wants honest, intelligent relationships, but without societal templates. He questions norms, negotiates his own rules, and may alternate between intense connection and abrupt detachment. His way of relating is layered with logic and intuition, intellect and instinct. He can be both the philosopher and the provocateur, seeking not just partnership, but alignment of purpose and thought. Psychologically, this Mercury reveals a restless, exploratory approach to intimacy. Sachin may resist settling down until he finds a partner who both stimulates his mind and accepts his freedom. Commitment must feel expansive, not restrictive, and with Mula's tendency to tear down what is false, he may repeatedly attract situations that force him to rethink what he truly values in others and in himself. There may also be a karmic layer around betrayal, abandonment, or loss in partnership. Mula often brings endings before beginnings. Sachin may experience periods of solitude, disillusionment, or relational collapse, but these are not failures. They are initiations into deeper self-awareness and emotional truth. When integrated, this placement becomes a powerful key to conscious partnership. Through the arbitrator maverick lens, Sachin learns that relationships don't have to follow the script. They can be co-created based on honesty, mutual growth, and the freedom to evolve. His gift lies in using relationships as a space for awakening, where words aren't just exchanged, but where truth is born. And in that truth, he doesn't just find others, he finds himself. 10th house, vocation, visibility, and karmic trajectory. Ketu in Ravati Nakshatra, Pisces. In Sachin's chart, the 10th house, the domain of career, status, responsibility, and public contribution, is occupied by Ketu, placed in Ravati Nakshatra, within the sign of Pisces. This is a deeply spiritual and detached placement in a house typically associated with worldly ambition and concrete outcomes. The 10th house reveals what we are known for, our role in society, our achievements, our legacy. With Ketu here, Sachin's career path is anything but conventional. His true success is not about climbing the ladder, but about surrendering to a role that feels karmically aligned. Rivati, ruled by Mercury, is the final nakshatra of the zodiac, symbolizing endings, transitions, and divine nourishment. It is expansive, intuitive, and subtly luminous. Ketu here intensifies the spiritual and dissolving qualities of both the sign and the nakshatra. Sachin may appear to withdraw from traditional career ambition, not because he lacks talent or drive, but because he's deeply uninterested in superficial success. His soul remembers having achieved it before. Now he seeks meaning over titles, service over spotlight, and inner peace over outer applause. This placement activates the mystic archetype, one who leads not through authority, but through presence. Sachin may find himself in work that is healing, behind the scenes, or service-oriented. He may also feel called to creative or spiritual domains, music, film, writing, psychology, or anything that allows him to gently guide others through unseen layers of life. People may come to trust his energy before they understand his work. He may often hear, "There's something about you," but struggle to articulate his exact vocation in conventional terms. Psychologically, Ketu in the 10th can bring a lifelong tension between worldly success and soul fulfillment. Sachin may start his career with ambition or pressure, especially from family or societal norms, only to feel a strange emptiness even when he succeeds. There might be career shifts, disillusionment, or even moments of withdrawal from professional life. But each cycle strips away false roles, leaving only the essence of what truly aligns. At times, this placement may make it hard to feel seen or recognized, even when doing important work. Ketu dissolves ego visibility. It hides brilliance until it's needed. Sachin may be the quiet force behind big changes, the one who shapes systems from the shadows, or the teacher whose wisdom ripples long after he's gone. The challenge with this placement is clarity. Rivati is dreamy and Ketu is detached. This can lead to confusion, drifting, or difficulty defining a concrete path. Sachin may need to learn to trust intuitive nudges more than logical plans. His career may not follow a ladder, it may follow a spiral, with turns and pauses that only make sense in hindsight. But when integrated, this becomes a deeply graceful placement. Through the mystic archetype, Sachin's career path becomes less about role and more about impact. He brings quiet healing to organizations, spiritual clarity to workspaces, and emotional depth to roles that would otherwise feel mechanical. His presence itself becomes his profession, and in a world addicted to doing, he reminds us that sometimes the most powerful work is done through being.